Governor, good morning. Appreciate the time.
Good morning.
Governor, what goes into crafting this State of the State speech?
Oh, everyone wants to have you say something about their issue that they're most interested in. So the greatest challenge is not making it too long. In fact, in hindsight, I think I made my first speech way too long, very similar to Donald Trump, but went very long. So I think the first recommendation I would make to Governor Stein is be short and concise and to the point. But he has some big issues he's got to talk about, too. A dominant Republican legislature. And the first one is the power struggle, constitutional power struggle between the executive branch and the legislative branch, which the judicial branch is probably going to be deciding. But it's a huge issue for the future of North Carolina, regardless of the governor being a Republican or Democrat down the road. And that is, you know, right now there's a bill taking away the pardon powers of possibility of the governor. After Governor Cooper, I think, made a bad decision on some pardons, especially on the last day. But I'd be concerned about taking away that power. And then there's constitutional powers regarding the state auditor now having power over the elections board instead of the governor, and also the powers of the governor running departments like the Department of Transportation. And the legislature seems to be wanting to do that instead of the executive branch. So those are it's going to be interesting if he brings up these constitutional struggles.
How important is it to maybe have some personal anecdotes in during your speech when you're trying to make your point?
I think it's very important, but again, keep it short.
What's the perfect length, Governor?
Shorter than what I did, and shorter than what Trump did.
Okay.
After a while, in this ADD world of internet and so forth, people's attention span is very short. And that includes the TV audience, which is very small, actually, in the state of North Carolina, and the legislature. So make the points you want the media to cover. And but, you know, after a while, they're going to – you do have to have some emotion in it, personal, and recognize certain people in the audience, which I did, and I'm proud of doing it, including a highway patrol officer that was shot the day I was giving my State of the State speech. In fact, as soon as I left the chambers, I had ran to Durham, drove to Durham quickly to go visit Officer Potts, who has since become a very close friend, who was shot in the face on the Durham Highway. And he survived, thank God, but has gone through a very traumatic battle. But I got the word of him being shot right while I was walking onto the floor on the red carpet to the podium. And it was quite emotional for me to hear about a highway patrol officer getting shot, not knowing what the end result was going to be. So it was a very tough time for me while giving that speech. And as soon as I left, I finished my speech, I went to the Durham Hospital.
How many times, Governor, did you change the speech from the original draft to when you delivered it?
Oh, my gosh. You know, what you have is you have all your cabinet members wanting to, you know, they have their interest, whether it be DOT or mental health or government efficiency. You have all these agendas that are good agendas that people want you to put in their speech. Then you have legislative agendas that you want to let them know you're aware of. But next thing you know, you have an hour and a half speech going on. So you've got to have someone going through it and taking the lines out. And it tends to go longer than it is on the paper because you don't include the clapping and the delivery time. It's always longer than the staff anticipates.
Visiting with former North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory, I do want to change gears on you now. There is that back and forth we're seeing between the House and the Senate as it relates in particular, Governor, to recovery for Hurricane Helene, the House rejecting the Senate bill yesterday. What do you make of all these changes, and how do we get recovery to those people in Western North Carolina?
Well, some things never change. Even when the same party controls the House and the Senate, they tend to have power struggles. And it looks like that hasn't changed since when I was in office. In fact, my major job as governor for a while was babysitting and being the moderator between the House and the Senate, between the Speaker and the and the president pro tem, and it looks like that continues, but it's going to be tough for a Democratic governor to be the moderator of those two power struggles. So they will get it done. It's a turf battle, and it's a power struggle, and you have legislators in the House going, we can't let the Senate push us around, and you have senators going, we can't let the House going down push us around. It's no different from a junior high cafeteria.
Is there going to be a power struggle when it comes to the budget as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, they're all getting hit up by all the different lobbyists that have their own agenda. And some of those most powerful lobbyists in Raleigh right now used to work in the legislature and are being paid seven figures. And some people who are powerful in Raleigh aren't even registered as lobbyists, but they seem to be spending a lot of time in the state legislature, and they used to work either for Berger or Moore or somebody, and now they have a great deal of influence, and I think it's a detriment to what's happening in Raleigh right now.
Governor, you should have gotten Josh to shorten up those speeches for you while he was working for you.
Yeah, he was one of the ones adding to the speeches. But he did a heck of a job, and I'm proud of what we did. But my delivery was very poor. It was much longer than Josh anticipated. Josh Ellis, who was my great communications director.
The 74th governor of North Carolina, Pat McCrory. Governor, I always appreciate your time and your perspective, and look forward to visiting again sometime real soon.
Thank you so much.
Take care.